Hundreds of thousands of North Carolina students returned to school this week, but some of them never stepped into a classroom. They're taking their classes online. This year, the state opened its first ever virtual charter schools. As Rima Crace reports, about 3,000 public school students are logging on to learn.
One of the online charter schools is called NC Connections Academy. When you visit their building in Durham, you don't see colorful hallways plastered with student work or kids bouncing on monkey bars outside. Instead, there are clusters of gray cubicles crowded with teachers on headsets.
You like to paint? What do you like to paint?
This kindergarten teacher is chatting with one of her students over the phone.
Oh, you like to play unicorns? Can you paint a picture for me someday? Yeah, I would love to put it up on my wall.
They're taking some time to get to know each other. A few cubicles over, another teacher, Cameron Vandenboom, says this is her first year teaching online.
In a traditional classroom, I'm thinking about getting my classroom set up and getting the name tags ready. And
handing out textbooks, assigning seats. But with this,
it's just a completely different thing. It's requiring students to have a little bit more initiative, having the parents have more contact with me. And in a traditional classroom, you don't always get that.
We don't get to meet them face-to-face, but we do feel like we know them. I think this actually works out pretty well.
Eli Claudfelter is a ninth grader from the Mecklenburg area. He's one of about 1,500 students in the state enrolled in Connections Academy, which is a public school. All students are required to have someone at home to work with them. They're called learning coaches. Eli's coach is his mom.
If I have a question, I will come to her and ask her about it if I can't figure it out on my own. But otherwise, it's pretty much I do it all. She doesn't have to hover over me and make sure I do everything.
Of course, it's a different story with, say, 6- or 7-year-olds. That requires a lot more handholding. When students aren't working on their own or with a learning coach, they're typically in a live lesson with a teacher. Here's an example of a kindergarten lesson from the school's website.
Thank you so much for joining us for our rhyming lesson.
With her left hand, the teacher lifts a fuzzy green puppet.
Hi, everybody. It's me, Crackers. Oh, are you ready to learn today? If so, give me a smile.
The teacher's head floats in the left corner. The kids can't see each other, but their names are listed on the other side, along with the chat box. Nathan Curry is the principal of Connections Academy.
What I hear a lot of times is, do you think what you're doing, this computer stuff, is this going to replace teachers? And my answer to that is absolutely not. The computers will never replace a good teacher. However, those teachers that don't use computers will be replaced.
Curry says he's excited to be part of something so new to North Carolina. Connections Academy and another online school called NC Virtual Academy are part of a 4-year pilot program. It took a while for some state officials to warm up to the idea of bringing online schools here because of their questionable track records in other states. Gary Miron is a professor from Western Michigan University and an expert on school reform. He says only 1 out of every 3 full-time virtual schools is meeting state standards.
That's pretty terrible. And, maybe all public schools are doing that bad, but actually when we look at charter schools, brick-and-mortar charter schools, we see about more than half are meeting state standards.
Online charter school leaders say they're committed to making sure students like Eli Claudfelter succeed. The ninth grader says he chose online learning so he can move at his own pace. Traditional schools were not for him.
It was awful. I did have a few friends. I wouldn't call them friends. They were just people that didn't pick on me.
Claudfelter says he wants to graduate with NC Connections Academy. If he does, he'll be part of the school's first ever graduating class in 2019. Rima Crace, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.